This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Today, I'll be sharing another polio survivor's story. This is about Carolyn Sabrand. She grew up in Malung, the daughter of Bob and Irene Snow. She had an older sister, Cindy, and a twin sister, Sherilyn. Carolyn was born April 23, 1952, and was 2.5 years old when her sister Cindy had a birthday party on November 4, 1954, with 16 kids over to celebrate. 2 days later, Carolyn's mom decided maybe Carolyn had tonsillitis and took her to the doctor. They had no phone at home at that time, so just went to the office in the morning, but couldn't get in until about 1 p.m. They sat in the car and waited their turn. Carolyn says that as soon as Dr. Jack looked at her, he said, "This kid has polio. You'll have to go to Sister Kenny." That news traveled fast around the neighborhood and was especially worrisome to the families of the 16 kids at the birthday party. Carolyn said that she believes she is the only one in the county diagnosed during 1954. Irene's brother, Carolyn's uncle, Harley Olson, called Messelt Ford and asked if there was a car they could borrow for the trip. They kindly obliged with no charge to the family. They headed down the road, and about halfway to the destination, the car blew a fan belt. Carolyn said Harley has told her that he got to a gas station and told them he had a kid with polio that had to get to the hospital quick, but they wouldn't touch it. The second shop was much kinder, got them in right away, and asked them to stop on the way back and let them know how it went for the little patient. Harley told Carolyn that by the time they got to the hospital, he could have picked Carolyn up by one ear and one toe. She was stiff as a board. No one at Sister Kenny knew they were coming, so had questions about how she was diagnosed when they got there. They did a spinal tap and confirmed that she did have polio. She had to be left there by herself. With no phone at home, calls had to come through Uncle Chester and Aunt Fern Snow, who did have a phone. Carolyn's parents were allowed to come for a visit after 3 weeks. They had an hour designated for them on Sunday at 1 p.m., based on their name's place in the alphabet. Carolyn remembers that hot packs were the treatment for the little kids, and she knows that when the hot packs were being prepared in a big tub, the kids knew it was coming up and were all crying. It must have been a traumatic time. Probably the heat wasn't very comfortable for them. Carolyn said she learned to talk while she was down there. It won't surprise most who know the twins that her sister Sherilyn did all the talking for them. Carolyn could say muck, which meant milk, and mom. The family was able to come to see her again after 6 weeks, and at that time she was allowed to come home. That was right before Christmas. She got a musical teddy bear when she was discharged. She said the whole bill for her 6 weeks at Sister Kenny came to $1,200. All of it was paid by March of Dimes and the Crippled Children's Fund. She and her twin sister became poster children for March of Dimes. She couldn't walk or crawl when she got home, but said Sherilyn taught her. Her mom had to do a lot of therapy with her, rubbing her little feet. She couldn't bend well enough to use the potty chair either, so had to go back to diapers, which was upsetting to her. She remembers wearing high-top shoes until she started school. She had paralysis in her left big toe and can't flex that ankle. The tendon in her right foot is short and makes her toe curl up. It wears out the tops of her shoes. She wore black and white saddle shoes with metal supports all through grade school in Malung. She had to have annual checkups for 10 years. They often rode the train down there. She remembers as she got older that she watched the nurses at work and thought to herself, "I want to be one of them." And so she did. She had never worked in a hospital in any capacity when she started nursing school after she graduated. I know for a fact that she was an excellent nurse at the Roseau Hospital and hasn't been retired for very long, so it was a good choice for her. She said she could have just as easily become a turkey farmer like her dad. She feels that she was one of the lucky ones. She still has residual weakness in her left foot and always uses a railing when one is available. As a nurse, she has told her story to patients who don't want their child to have vaccines. She's a big proponent of vaccinations. She told me that because of that fear of vaccines, polio is still out there in countries with fewer health options, and many other illnesses also thought to be cured have now found their way back into populations. Thanks, Carolyn, for being so open with your story, and thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.